Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today took the girl that he wants to call on a really cool date.
Oh, awesome. Oh.
If it was 1982. And then, actually, after reading his email and hearing about his date, I don't even know if it would have been cool in the 80s.
What?
We'll talk to him about that in just a second. But first, his name is Sean. And Sean, before we get into what you did on your date, where'd you meet the girl that you want to call today?
I met her at a bar.
Okay.
She came in with a few friends, and the obnoxious man in our crew broke the ice and opened it right up for me.
Nice. Yeah, you don't sound like the obnoxious person in your crew. You sound like the barely awake person in your crew.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I didn't know if he was trying to use sexy voice with us or if you were, like, literally still lying in bed.
Both.
Oh, okay. Right.
I like him.
So wow. Your buddy opened up the conversation. And what was her name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your first encounter with Sarah.
We just talked a little bit, and the music at the bar was kind of funny. Some was kind of tacky. Some was kind of cool. Some 80s stuff, some 90s stuff. And we just were just having a laugh and talked a little bit about her work and just sexy Sarah. I could barely stand it, you know?
Yeah,
oh,
sexy
wow.
Sarah.
Did you use that voice, too, when you told her that, didn't you?
I tried.
Oh, my God. You sound so creepy to me right now.
No,
like,
bro.
If I saw you in a bar and you... I mean, did you really refer to her as sexy Sarah to her face, too?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
good,
smart.
Good.
You can call her that now.
Thank God.
All right, so you met her at that bar, and let's get to your email about the date you went on, because it was very interesting to me. You went to a vinyl party?
Yeah. Somebody I know, you know, they throw these parties where everyone shows up and everybody brings one record.
Uh-huh.
And there's kind of like a curator or a handler that kind of picks everybody one by one, and they hand over their record. And then they pick a track off of that record. And then at the end of the song, each person kind of tells, you know, like why that song is special or poignant or sappy
okay.
or whatever.
So right. You're a hipster is what you're saying.
I mean, I guess. I mean, my jeans aren't large, if that's an indicator.
Yeah. That actually sounds like a kind of cool party, though, to be honest.
I mean, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's funny, and sometimes it's super awkward. And I guess that, yeah. I mean, therein lies the humor.
Yeah, okay. So do you go to these things a lot?
I've been to
a few.
I don't say a lot, but yeah, you know, I've seen it.
Okay, so did she have to bring a record herself?
She did, yeah.
And what did she choose? Because that's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah, she brought a Cyndi Lauper record.
Cool.
All right, and you said that they play a song and then they talk about it. What song was hers?
Worst song in the world.
What?
True Colors.
Dude, I love True Colors. How can you not like True Colors? How are you hating on True Colors?
Horrid. Absolutely horrid.
Oh, man.
Did you tell her that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I was going to say, that might be the reason she's not calling you back. If you're like, God, I'm never bringing you to another vinyl party.
God, at first I thought you were creepy, and now I just think you're a jerk for hating on True Colors.
Did she seem to have a good time at the vinyl party?
Yeah, you know, she's, you know, somewhat reserved, but she seemed to have, like, she had a good time, and she talked to some people that I know and hung around a little bit, and, you know, we hung out for hours. It seemed, you know, it seemed relaxed and casual, and
okay.
I mean, she wasn't, like, dancing on the tables or anything, but, you know, she had fun.
Did she judge you as harshly about your pick for your song? Is that maybe what happened?
I'm not sure.
What did you bring?
Rick James, Super Freak.
Super
yeah!
free. Hey, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Nobody could hate on that.
Yeah, but that's tacky on a first date, man.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Come on. You're killing me. You're destroying me. It's fun.
Super Freak on a first date? I mean, could you be any more obvious of what your message was?
What are you talking about? It's a fun song. It was a huge hit.
Yeah.
It's a party song. It's a dance song. At the very least, two babies were made. At least.
I think so. I think that's actually fact with that song. Every single time it's played, two babies are made. How did the night end?
said she was calling an Uber, and, you know, I had my car, so, you know, I didn't drink, and I offered, I said, no, you know, let me give you a ride home, and, you know, she wasn't having it. She said, you know, she was polite and said the Uber was around the corner in 2 minutes, and that was that.
Oh. Yeah,
and so she just left, no kiss, no hug, nothing?
Two pat in the back hug.
Oh,
yeah, that's
right.
Even worse than no hug,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it is, I think.
Buddy.
And to call an Uber before you even tell someone that you're calling an Uber means that you're trying to make a real speedy getaway.
Thanks for reminding me, yes.
Yes, it does. So why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. I mean, it went pretty well, I thought. I mean, I really enjoyed her. I mean, I think she's so damn pretty, and I thought I was being courteous. So, you know, I didn't drink, and, you know, I couldn't have been that obnoxious. So I really don't know. You know, I would like to know, but I have no idea.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a song. Unfortunately, not on vinyl. It's going to be a digital song. And then we'll come back and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.